It's the final countdown. Music? I love music. Okay, let's
totally,
start off.
Totally.
Okay,
this is great.
We're here. We're finally in here. It's been a long day. Gratitude.
Gratitude.
I'm grateful for my new sign.
I love it. I love your new sign.
I'm grateful for the car that got us to the store.
Yeah.
For the people that just printed it out super fast. I'm grateful for everybody listening in, because how motivating is that?
It's awesome. I'm telling you, I am so grateful for all of this. I'm so grateful for just everybody digging it and really the feedback and the views and the excitement to it. It keeps my engine running.
It's kind of what caused all of this to happen today, down to the sign.
Yeah, the sign. I'm so grateful for the sign.
So awesome. This is episode 11. John, take it away.
I'm telling you, this is welcome again to another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged. We're John and Stephanie Ignafo, founders of Plantspiration. And we started that to help people prevent reverse disease by going a whole food plant-based lifestyle. And we're going to also save some animals and help out the planet at the same time. So rock on.
I love it. People are telling me that you're crushing the intro.
All right.
That's right. People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family, reversing our own chronic diseases. And now people know us for the Plantspiration nonprofit, mm-hmm. preventing and reversing disease, teaching people how to crush it too. Thank you guys so much. Remember to subscribe, like, share, and oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you.
The numbers, the numbers don't lie.
The numbers got us so excited. We got, we started getting a little crazy. Well, at least I did. I was like, we're going to need a bigger sign.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Well, actually what we started off with was as soon as Thursday came around and we started, like all of a sudden the podcast, I was like, whoa, there's a lot of views on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, did you just see that?
I know.
Where you're like rubbing your eyes, like, did that just jump from this to this?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, John, it's happening. We're going to need the podcast sign.
Yeah, you know, we had to get the sign because the views are rocking and rolling. People are digging it. That last episode, we're probably about, it'll be probably 3,600 views.
What?
Yeah, by the time we're done recording this.
It wasn't even that much when I wrote this down.
I know, I had to redo the number.
Oh my gosh. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this week.
Yeah.
What a week we've had. But it started with, we're going to need to get a sign. And then yesterday we picked up a sign.
Yeah.
This is kind of why we're in here a little bit later today because we got so excited. I was like, we have to have a sign. And I pick up the sign from Walmart. They print it out.
Whoopsie. It was a smaller sign.
Could you see me when I was coming out of the store?
It was only half the size
could
of
you
the
tell?
Regular. Well, yeah. Well, by the thing you were holding, I'm like, oh, well, I got the wrong size. It's some little thing.
So this morning, of course, I was like, do you think that we could order a bigger sign?
Well,
I am so excited. And then
it same day.
And the numbers kept climbing. So now he was like, should we do it today?
I'm going to do it right now. I'll get the sign before we record today. It was great. So anyways, this is our sign for you, those of you on YouTube. And
thank you so
soon
much.
I'll do the, we'll do the video on Spotify.
Is this some graphic design or is this some graphic design?
Another great logo by Stephanie Ignafo.
I was just looking at a regular logo when we were talking about doing the podcast, and I thought,
We need one in here.
We need a name for the podcast, and you know, that kind of started happening. And I just kind of it just popped in my head. Like, I really think that people would love hearing about us being unplugged. You know, where does this sound right? Do I hear something in the background?
I don't know. You sound good.
Do I sound crispy?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Oh,
that's
there.
Whoa.
Ooh, yeah.
That seemed a little like, ooh, how you doing?
I might have bumped that knob a little bit.
So
there we go.
This was just the logo that I had on one of our books. Remember for the board, I got everybody like a notebook and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just looked right at it that day,
right?
And I thought, you know what? Instead of having to eat to live underneath, maybe this is a great like unplugged and
unplugged.
I drew the plug, and then. From there, you're looking at the logo for Plantspiration Unplugged, the podcast. You know, we keep talking each week about these steps on how to become successful, whether it's, you know, teaching people how to prevent and reverse disease, lose weight. We're kind of conquering the things that hold people talk about all the time. Well, you have all the tools to be successful and, you know, we're giving them everything they need, or you're, what do you do once you have everything, all the tools you need, and you're still not getting it done?
Yeah,
that was a big topic this week.
No, that was huge. I mean, it was so good. Like going, I gotta tell you, I listened to your Thursday Thrive again, because I was like there it? While it was live. Yeah, it was just great. It was great. I know it was just really good with the feedback from people of just while you're in there and just how you're teaching them. And then I see all your coaching skills, like I say, come out, you know.
Nice, thank you.
On Saturday, people are crushing it. And this is like way more than just the food. You know, I mean, I'm not even talking about that. This is like just good information of how to go after what you want to go after. Anything in life.
Exactly.
It's like the same set of skills or the same...
It's like there's these steps to take successful, I guess, or to overcome obstacles. And well, thank you for that about the live.
Yeah, that was what fantastic. I do there is, was just so many good spots. I'm like seriously trying to think of one.
Well, this is how this all started. Special. Just getting in here, this is how it all started. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to kind of show everybody in the group, when you want to go for something and you want something, you know, watch us do it. Watch us start a podcast. Watch us make this happen and overcome the obstacles that come with it. And like last week, we talked about intrinsic motivation, you know, what keeps us going. And, you know, I realized I was really like being a buzzkill, kind of putting too many ideas out there or too many notes and too much organization, I guess, of my thought process spilled out into the room. And we got into that, you know, and then what goes on is through the week, I kind of hear people talking about what their obstacles are or what's going on that they're not making things happen.
Right. What do you call that? What is that called?
Sometimes it's just called procrastination. You know, we put a number. It's never lazy. So that's something people always say to me, like, well, it's because I'm lazy, or they'll say because I'm lazy. You know, no, this isn't anything to do with that. It says nothing. I wasn't lazy when I started this. We weren't lazy because we got overweight and we got sick and, you know,
right.
It wasn't about that. Yeah, it just kind of happened. And the food takes a huge impact to how you feel all around, you know, in your gut. We talked a lot about that this week, too.
Yeah,
we did hit on a lot of topics.
Yeah.
During the week. So by the time... You know, Thursday comes around, I do the Thursday Thrive. I do a little recap of class. I talk about how important fiber is. And I'm listening to, you know, the feedback from everybody throughout the week. And I said, we're going to do a little talk on overcoming action resistance, or also known, also known as like procrastination or self-sabotage. Like, you know, a lot of people are kind of sitting on the sidelines at the gym and just watching people do it. And I don't want to see anybody going through all that kind of stuff.
I don't want to see you on the bench.
No, I want to
get in the game.
But there's
tools, you know, and you help people with the tools. I mean, I skipped right to the Thursday, but I mean, it's been a great week.
It's been a great week. We've been using it. And what I'm talking about also in my coaching calls or when I do my coaching lives, you know, like I tell people, you're watching us do it right here in front of this podcast, okay? Mm. You have to start somewhere. Everybody has to start at the beginning somewhere. Nobody just, I mean, there's prodigies, of course, where you can play piano and you become an expert overnight. I mean, there's those cases. But, you know, in general, you got to kind of work at what you want, and you have to learn how to overcome the obstacles. And
yeah, this was an obstacle with the podcast. Like I wanted to do it so bad, but it seemed like I had my own
fear
of everything, of a lot of things.
Fear of failure, fear of judgment. That gets to a lot of people. Yeah, exactly.
Like people are listening to this.
Even a lot of people. which I like a lot, and that's I'm really grateful for that. Mm-hmm. So I shift right over to that, like, oh yeah, there's exciting stuff going on. So you better pay attention and don't get distracted. And a lot of people have all the tools, you know, whether it's losing weight or whether it's finding something that you love and becoming really good at it, riding my bike, you know, going on the roller skates.
Yeah.
Of course, fear of failure when I put the camera on, like, what if I fall? What if I do this?
Right.
You have to kind of learn to overcome that stuff. Actually, I will talk about the seven tips to overcome procrastination or action resistance. We'll talk about it, but we could also break it down while we're talking a little bit about this week. How was your week, by the way?
It was great. I mean, it was pretty chill, just machining, got a couple jobs done, shipped them out.
It seemed busy this week. It did seem busy. Like we had the classes going on. I know you've got jobs coming in on top of that. So it was like, let's just make sure we have dinner planned. Let's make sure we've got our work done. I was really good about getting organized this week with my schedule, my calls, you know, even down to the time where free time, you know, time to unwind, you know, by a certain time I'm done.
Definitely.
I wake up early though and kind of get pumped up starting with something like this.
I just want to look at it. I didn't have my headphones on. Is this thing recording?
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there it is.
Hey, I got to know.
Stuff happens. So that original fear of failure judgment, you know, there it is. You just overcame it.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing?
What are you going to do? I'm going to go check it out and see that it is.
The old us might have said, oh, start over, redo it, cut. We don't have time for any of that.
No, I'm not editing this stuff. So.
Getting over some of that stuff or lack of self-belief. That's a big one.
Yeah.
With
people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Holy cow.
And again, just starting off to lose weight, I didn't think about what if I didn't do it or how come it's not coming off fast enough or maybe we're doing... There's always going to be lack of self-belief. There's always going to be that stuff, but I want to inspire people to overcome doing some of that stuff. I brought them up here just to kind of go over it because I did get such good feedback.
It was really a great
line. I just realized I'm talking about work again. I'm talking about work again.
Yeah, but this is kind of our life, though. We love doing this. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. It doesn't feel like work. So we're just, like, helping people, and it feels fantastic. And I just want to keep doing it. So I guess we're talking about work. Even though we're unplugged, it's our life, though.
I think I got excited because I started hearing the numbers, and I was like, whoa, people want to get healthier, and people are listening in, and how do I make sure that they're getting excited to listen to this? And, you know, in the middle of all this, I got great feedback over... Mm-hmm. That talk on Thursday,
yeah.
Getting over some of that stuff. And this is to motivate people. This is to show them we have overcome some stuff and we do face obstacles. It took us a long time to get in here today.
Right. If I could say,
I'd love for you to say.
On Thursday, the Thursday lives that you do is kind of a group coaching, really. I mean, you go through and you have your topics and it's great. It's private, you know, in the Plantspiration membership. So you got to get in there and check it out, you guys.
It's
awesome.
It's awesome because it's exciting to see everybody. And we're going to break down that too. We keep a Plantspiration health report where each week we're logging in. Mm-hmm. People are checking in. And even this morning, you were like, you're going to crap your plants off.
I know, because it's like an auto form thing that people fill out. So I was excited when I opened. I was like, holy cow.
You guys, thank you so much.
A lot more than it was last week. This is great.
This is super exciting. So anytime there's that fear or that disbelief or doubt that you have or negative thinking or all those things that are going on, there's many ways to overcome it. One of them is I always wake up to the numbers or I go to the numbers and I think about like the impact that this is making, having everybody, you know, maybe we're making you laugh or maybe we're making you realize, hey, our doctor isn't telling us that you could actually go whole food, plant-based, learn how to make diet and lifestyle changes and prevent and reverse disease. I mean, there's not enough people talking about it mainstream. So that is why we're doing this. We're wanting to, you know, inspire people to go for what they want, get inspired. But even when I did that interview on, it was like, front row entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, you got to come on here and talk about, you know, how you're doing it. And I was like, oh, well, there's no way I'd be doing it if it wasn't for eating the plants and making these lifestyle changes and practicing all this stuff. So
there's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things that are going on in there, but it was a busy week. We're going into this week now. We had a lot. Listen, it's hard to not keep thinking about it because it's so darn exciting.
Thinking about what?
Just everything that we just went through this week. We're just winding down kind of in here, kind of taking it in. Yesterday was listening to more people talking about how great they're doing.
Yep.
You know, Thursday, we've got this.
That's on our Saturday support group.
I'm awesome. Seeing the repercussions from that. I mean, people started talking about, like, leave them a Google review. I mean, look what's going on. Then all of a sudden, the Google review started blowing up. I just am.
I'm so excited. I mean, it's just great. It just keeps.
It's in here taking going. In that moment, I guess, where we're talking about it, realizing, like, look at what this started and look at where it's going. And now we're able to reach more people. More people are listening to how to crush it is what I tell people.
Really?
How to crush
it. I know. And I was thinking about that. I mean, really, kind of the whole healthier part is, well, I'll move your heater closer to you.
No, it's okay.
The being healthier part is like, it is, it's just about having more life and the life you do have.
I brought these in here.
What are those?
These? I was looking for something.
You got extra sweatpants or something?
No, but it's kind of talking about the, you know, what we're doing here. And sometimes I keep some of my old stuff. And I know people can't see this on Spotify or Apple or anything like that. But these were my old pajamas that I pulled out.
I remember those.
They're like double. Yeah. I could go in my body. My body could go in each of my legs of these pants. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I keep this stuff around as those reminders.
You did was change what you were eating and move, and that changed.
Well, that
your
all
mind.
It came in. It came in a different order. I mean, I changed the way we ate dramatically. That's why we're so passionate about what we do. Where there's no confusion over how we're getting people to knock this weight off and follow the evidence of what goes on, you know. And we went out to eat this week too. We usually don't go out to eat, and we ate somewhere. And when I did ask, you know, about no oil or, you know, do you have anything like that?
You got anything, you know, that's no oil?
Yeah, I'm just asking. I don't want to make a big deal about it. I like to eat things on the lower fat range, you know. Just asking for future since I go out where I can refer.
Can I tell him what he said?
Go ahead. Tell him what. Yeah.
He said, well, this is like all we have mostly is comfort food.
So, first of all, I just kind of listened to what he said, and I just thought, all right, thanks. I'm just asking, you know, because I'm going to refer people wherever I go.
I'm going to mention,
menu's got something that, you know, if people are trying to reverse heart disease and they want to go out and they want to, you know, turn people onto food, maybe have some options that are like that. So when he said this is more like comfort food, I kind of thought, well, geez, all I'm eating every day feels like I'm getting the doll everybody's blowing up over that we taught in class last week. Like,
it's comfort food.
The recipes, that the lasagna, I mean, the tacos, the pizza, the burgers. I guess we were in that same place, though, at one point where we would have thought the same way. Like, you know, there's nothing comforting about eating healthy. That is the perspective that so many people do.
Yeah, it's just
start thinking, or we even thought is what I'm saying. Like,
oh yeah, no, exactly.
We even thought about it, like, oh, we got to eat carrots and hummus.
Well,
and that's
I know
boring.
how much food we eat now. It's definitely not. Everything is comforting. I mean, we have delicious food all the time. So that kind of threw me off a little bit. I'm like,
well, and it makes me want to kind of talk.
I'll have the club sandwich, please.
Yeah, it makes me want to, you know, kind of let people know it's very comforting. How we're eating the same things, the same flavors, but, you know, we didn't know either, and that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you name it. We're eating burgers. We're eating French fries. We're eating cheese fries. We're eating chili. What are we making this week?
That soup is going to be good.
Gratitude breakfast bowl. We're going to be doing white bean and kale soup, and hold on, I popped it off at the last minute in my mind what else I was going to do.
Yeah, I don't know.
But a spicy tofu chili.
Oh, my gosh, can't wait. This is definitely, we're deep into chili season, so yeah.
We got to have it. We love chili. And again, when we first started talking about going plant-based, it did start off very plain and very nothing, rice and beans and salads and stuff like that. But we soon learned it was such a huge...
There's so
more foods
food.
And flavors that we've ever had in our entire life. Cuisines, recipes. I mean, the options are endless. I mean, look at how many classes we've taught. Over 300 classes, and we're still coming up with new recipes every week.
Yeah.
That are comforting.
Exactly.
And healthy.
That's eat your plants off.
that are eat your plants off. Exactly. That was the other thing that we really started, you know, and that's what's going on. Everybody, by the way, at Plantspiration is absolutely crushing it. I mean, let's just fast forward to the Plantspiration Health Report, to be quite honest with you.
Really?
Because it is, yeah, look at the numbers.
I mean, when you see an it,
and give me a minute to take a drink. Wait a second, say that again.
I said, if you see an it, we're crushing it, because we're just crushing these numbers. Yeah, so I opened up this Plantspiration. Well, you really want to do this right off the gate? All right. Our Plantspiration Health Report is brought to you by Meyer's Grocery Store.
Thank you.
You got your smoothie in your hand.
I'm chugging the smoothie right now. Yeah. I want to get this in. This is just a good way. You don't need to drink smoothies, by the way, to get healthy. It's just a way that I love to do it, and so many people do love to do it, and there's a lot of evidence behind it.
Definitely. So I opened up the form you have that calculates all this stuff, and I was shocked. I had no idea. Last week, if we can say,
let's go.
1,024 pounds last week
already since we started the podcast. Hey, you guys, you know,
whatever weight you've lost, the time you've been at Plantspiration, and
throw it in
weekly, whatever's been losing, other new people. Oh, hey,
we've got a lot of new members, so it is. And it's through the holidays we watch these numbers continue to soar.
Yeah, yeah. This week, 1 week later from 1024, we're at 1,063 pounds.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, nuts.
1,064 pounds.
That is amazing.
Give me those claps for sure. That's really impressive to see people, you know, and this is the week that most people fall off. This is the week most people give up. This is the week most people think, man, I've got all the tools I need. Why am I not just going at it and making it happen? Yep. So this was a big topic this week. And, you know, once again, right in front of you guys, when we see these numbers like this, thank you to all the Plantspiration members that are checking in these numbers, because somebody out there is thinking, that could be me.
That's right.
I could be a part of that. I want to be a part of that. You should be a part of that. We have, listen, we're the sickest country out there.
Yeah.
We have the highest industry of weight loss, you know, fitness, health. We've got the greatest healthcare system, the most advanced technology. Like, we can detect it, we can find it, but they're not teaching people how to treat it, reverse it, prevent it. I mean, and that's what we hear over and over again from everybody. Right. And that is why we're out here talking about it. A little bit unplugged about our life, of course.
That's right.
Because it's funny.
Yeah, and it's like we need, you know, you need some medicines. Definitely people need medicines.
Of course. They saved my life.
Any of that.
They saved your life.
It's just we got to like really try to find the root cause and not just medicate the you know.
Well, we know what the root cause is. Mm-hmm. The evidence is there. It's the food. It's diet and lifestyle. It's diet and lifestyle. And more and more doctors are talking about it's diet and lifestyle. I mean, it's inevitable. We have to be, critical thinking tells us. When, you know, that's what it is. What we're doing over here, though, you know, look at what our mission statement is for Plantspiration, the nonprofit. Educate, motivate, and inspire.
Yeah.
So there it is. That's 1,063 pounds already.
Yep.
That's amazing. Not to mention the amount of drugs that people are dropping, the amount of health that they're gaining. You know, like I said to people this week, we should be dying of old age.
Right.
Okay, that's what we were intended to do, of die of old age, not chronic diseases. That's something that comes from food. When I say chronic diseases, I'm not talking about, you know, that's a loaded question right now, because people are going to go, well, I have
a lot of chronic diseases.
People are going to say, well, I have heart disease. That's hereditary.
Let's just say 8 of the top 10 deaths in the country. Okay.
Those are diet and lifestyle related diseases, basically. Yep. So heart disease, food related. If you you know, heart disease, of course, runs in families, because what we learn to eat runs in families.
Right, exactly.
And that's what we're also trying to explain to people, you know, when people say, I have heart disease, my dad had heart disease, you know, the person before that. Because we all learn to eat this way, and now we're going to do something different because it doesn't need to be like that. It doesn't need to be like that. And we're making it fun, too, by the way.
That's right.
People are cracking up in our classes.
They are.
You singing tomorrow. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Hilarious.
It's just funny. But, I mean, all of these things, no matter, like no matter if it's losing weight or learning how to do this or that, it's no matter what you're going after, you gotta really focus on
overcome
how to do it and overcome these
use action, the tools,
resistance, and
well, everybody gets it. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been kind of using it to relate to ourselves too.
I'm telling you, I really relate a lot of that with the podcast. I mean, seriously.
Which one? When I go down my list, so I've got a list of here. I'll just tear it off.
Everyone. I mean,
I'll just tear it off so everybody knows what I'm talking about. So I said, number one, you know, we have all the tools. What stops us from getting everything done? So fear of failure or judgment. I mean, that's real. Going out and doing videos and getting on a podcast and talking to everybody out here who's listening. We're normal. We're going to have I'm going to have the thoughts of, oh my God, what if somebody thinks this or says this? But I'm getting way more used to it.
What do you mean we're normal?
Well, I think everybody has that fear of failure stand up and you do a talk certainly. Or you're going to do a podcast. I read the podcast subreddits or the groups or whatever it is. Yeah, it gets nerve-wracking because people get so, they start thinking so much of what if people hear me say this and what if people hear.
Yeah, if you're kind of worried about that, it's hard to really give it all. Be wholeheartedly into it because if you're worried about things, yeah.
But there's a way to let it go. There's a way to let it go. And that is one way people get stuck. Lack of self-belief is another way. And we can relate to that. You know what I mean? You said something like when you start something, or everybody's new at something until they become an expert, or what did you say?
Every expert started off as a beginner, not knowing everything about what they're an expert in now. I mean, everybody starts somewhere. I mean, that's so cliche stuff, but so much of that is real, you know.
It is. You know what? As I'm going through this, another example of we're just going to kind of rearrange it as it goes. I think I should address each of those so that we're not wasting anybody's time.
I want to do that.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're here, I want you to get inspired by something. I want you to think about, like, oh, what could I do to keep on crushing it or to get better at something? So I basically broke these things down this week, and everybody loved it. So let's talk about it. Fear of failure or judgment. I mean, that's real. You know, what if I can't do it? What if I fail? What if this? What if that?
That's the what ifs that are...
Is that what gets you kind of like...
There's a lot,
what goes through your head before the podcast?
I don't know. It's like, what if I don't know what to say? Or what if, there's just so many things.
What if you do?
Exactly. That's what I had to wrap my head around.
What if you do know what to say? But we can get going on telling ourselves, what if I don't know what to say? And what if I don't know what to do?
I know. You could try to play this whole scenario of a discussion out in your head, but it's just
the exercise, it never gets you to where you want to go.
No.
So the exercise I had everybody do is like, what would you do today if you knew nobody would judge you? You'd get up and you'd be a comedian. You'd do what you want to do. So it's kind of a little, that's the exercise. Like, instead of going to the gym and getting those pumps in, the gym here is going over what if it did work out? Like, what if it was fun? What if it, you know, you just went in there and thought about the things that you love to do, like inspire people.
And just talked about it.
Taking action. You know, I want people to take action to what they want to do, whether it's lose weight, whether it's join us, whether it's...
Yeah, definitely join us.
You know, it's possible to keep getting it going. So lack of self-belief really gets people going. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'll never be like them, or they compare to other people. Well, I said, self-doubt, imposter syndrome, low self-worth. We've all been there.
Definitely. Worried about...
It's the only way to grow is by getting to that point where... You're feeling that uncomfortable place.
Right.
Definitely. What were you going to say?
That's definitely it. I mean, just growing when you're uncomfortable. It's like, what needs to happen?
I'll never be like them. Why bother trying? You know, myself included, whether it be roller skating, that's another perfect example. I could be watching those roller skating videos and it's like,
I can never do that.
I'm not going to get up again. So it's like, you have to think about the things that you've already been successful at.
Yeah.
Turn it around. Like I talked about last week, we started off kind of asking like what you did and how you became so good at what you did. So when you start thinking about things you're successful at already,
right?
The job you got.
It's easy to.
The phone you're listening to. Mm-hmm. That was a successful thing for you to get the phone, to go through those steps. But we kind of take that stuff for granted.
We do. We take a lot for granted. I'd like to run number three by, this is a good one. I know when you just get overwhelmed with doing something, or
I think I see you do this.
Analysis paralysis, perhaps?
I feel like I see you do this a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's when someone feels like there's too many steps to take, or...
Well, it...
it gets too complex. It gets too overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It immediately will stop you dead in your track. Yeah. This is a random thought I'm going to have. Sorry. Remember the book Mrs. Piggle Wiggles Can't Pick Up Cure that I would read to the kids?
Barely, but yeah. I mean, I don't remember how it goes, but...
It's kind of some of this in there. Like, the kid is so overwhelmed by the mess in his room, he just doesn't know where to start. Seriously. That is a real deal for everything. Sometimes it happens with, you know... the pile of clothes you had going on, mm-hmm. or you got so much information on all these diets and all this information, and
are trying to come together with some get some good stuff together for the podcast. You know,
there's much to do.
Sometimes I have overthinking it, analysis paralysis. I feel like, like I'm trying to study for an exam. You know, if that's a good way to put it.
When you studied for an exam, you seemed much smoother about it. Like, you were... none of that bothered you.
No, I know.
We went to college together.
I know, but this is different. This is, like, not an exam.
That was fun.
And it's going to be there for people to watch and listen to. And
oh, this?
This, the podcast I'm talking about.
So I already know...
Yeah, college was fun, sure.
Hold on. Don't lose that thought. Remember that time we were on our way to school and you had those Velcro pants on? We'll go back to that.
Okay.
Something got stuck on there.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway,
yeah, that was ridiculous.
Now I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
So that's okay.
It was analysis paralysis, really, is a good term for that. When you're just like you got your information, you gotta like really do it and start and go after what you're going
after. How do you get over that?
I mean, really, I
you get stuck. How do you get out of that with work or, you know, you got your own business.
I know. Well, you can only go, like, that is actually a good thing because if I'm, like, searching for, I need this certain material, you know, some stainless steel. Recently, I was looking for it's, like, a bitch to find. It's super expensive. So I'm going and I'm looking and I'm checking different prices and I'm checking over here and then I'm checking over
here. What kind of material?
I need to order this stuff because the job due date's coming up. Like, I can't search anymore. Here's the cheapest one. It's quickest delivery. Just order it. I'm not going to look to save... $5 more isn't gonna, you just gotta like,
what do you,
enough's enough and go for it.
Let me give them a little bit of detail about what you're buying though. Like, what are you searching for?
I needed some 440C stainless steel.
Stainless steel.
Yeah.
And what do you gotta do? Like, look at all these websites, like price.
Yeah, yeah.
Price
exactly.
Check?
Yep. Price going here, you know, everywhere. Different ones online, other ones I'm emailing to get a quote for how much the material is for what I need.
How do you get to the conclusion where I just have to buy this one?
I was waiting and waiting, you know, for a couple more emails to come in, and I just had to take like the lowest price that was the best delivery time because now it's the date is closer to do these parts, so I gotta like get it.
So you're telling me you were thinking of the outcome?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was
thinking. See what I did there?
Yeah.
See what I did there? You got to think about the outcome of things.
Yeah,
you know,
and
what
that
I mean?
Got me moving.
This podcast stuff was new for us.
Yeah.
We've got the weight loss thing down. We've kept it off 12 years later, 150 pounds. You know, we've started the business. It's going. It's taking off. I feel like, you know, there's always going to be obstacles. You know, all the failures I take is like, yes, we're going to learn something from this because it's going to happen anyway. But this podcast stuff is new for us.
It's definitely new. And I go at it like a guy. I'm like... I don't know anything about it, but, you know, you go to assemble something and you just throw the instructions away and just do it. Like, that's a lot of guys do that.
Is that that's how
I
you're...
didn't look at anything out of line of how to do this.
Of how to do the podcast.
Right. I mean, a little bit. Okay. What thing do we get?
Right. Well, we
to record on and stuff.
We
and...
immediately, I went on Amazon and I bought microphones and... Mm-hmm. Somebody right away who has experience said, do you want to look like you know what you're doing or do you want to have like toy microphones or something like that? I was like, well, I don't want toy microphones because, you know.
It looked legit.
It looked legit, but my outcome is I genuinely want to do a good job about something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know everything can't be perfect, but if I could take an opportunity to get better microphones, it's and I didn't want to analysis paralysis, so I just went, boom, I'll do it.
Yep. Yep. Cancel that order, get these. We didn't even see the new stuff. It didn't show up.
It did show
up.
Oh,
it did? I don't even remember.
Yeah, it showed up and I had to return it. I was like, I'll just get another, you know. The struggle is real when you have analysis paralysis and you're trying to figure out where to start, how to start, where to go. And the steps that we're bringing right in front of you is how it's going. I didn't have the sign. We didn't have the right stuff. You know, last week we talked about intrinsic motivation. That was a great episode. Like that everybody, it's still blowing up right now as we're talking about it. Well, because it's real.
It is real.
It's really relatable. You know what I mean? I'm not coming in here and telling people, hey, you know, if you do this and you do this, you know, it's like, I want to explain. I've been through it quite a few times. And you're watching us. This is an I don't want to say an experiment because I already expect it to go good.
Right. But this was just like, here's a good thing. Here, watch. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to just do it. We're going to figure it out. We're going to not worry about fear of failure. We're going to get over our lack of self-belief. And I'm going to like chill on analysis paralysis. I'm still going to prepare, but not over like too much. Well,
here's what I was going to say about the fear. I already know from my own experience, you're going to go back and you're going to cringe, you know, of how this all started.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to keep going like that because that means we've gotten better at something.
Oh yeah.
So I'm accepting of the fact that these are all cringe. What are they doing? Well, we're practicing on how to keep getting better at it.
That's life.
And 1,063 pounds have come off, and the numbers are up on the views. We're doing good. And I'm excited by this. So we want to just keep having fun, and we just want to keep talking about it. So the cringe effect. Speaking of cringe effect, I mentioned about us going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some time, and I was like, you know what? We should go to school. I needed to get better at my English.
Yeah, I needed to learn how to use commas.
Yeah, so we were like, you know what, we should do it together. We thought it would be fun.
It was.
And this is the thing that was so random that we were talking about. We were walking into school, and you were wearing those shorts with the Velcro.
Oh, my gosh.
Does anybody... We can't be the only ones.
I know. Ridiculous. I'm walking in. I'm like, what is flipping along my arm here? And here it is, a pair of her underwear stuck on my Velcro.
Anybody's underwear. It's just those pants that have the Velcro stuff stuck on it. Mm-hmm. I had that happen to me today, and I was like, do you remember that? Anyway.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. I know we're not the only ones that's happened to.
Yeah. But it was good. They were cargo shorts, so I could just shove them right in the pocket.
You got to be careful with that kind of stuff.
You got to really check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You got to be careful. Emotional. We talked a little bit this last week about emotional burnout. That's another thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like stress. It's depression, unresolved emotions. It's drained energy. This happens all the time. You know, it can happen. Like, I just don't have it in me right now. The reason why I talked about this is because it was relatable to the very beginning. I'd given up so much hope on, you know, I just thought this is just the way it's going to be. I've been dieting my whole life. I've been struggling with everything. Mm-hmm. I see so many people on these diets. That's what I mean about this, the industry. This is the biggest industry, but if those diets worked, we wouldn't see the obesity epidemic that we have and the chronic disease epidemic that we have. That's why I want to talk more about this. I mean, those things are not working. Sure, you can lose weight doing some of that stuff, but people, myself included, John, you too, you know, you were with me doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The weight always comes back, and that's not how people are reversing disease.
Exactly. We're not supposed to keep losing the same 20 pounds.
I know we're talking about just the number of pounds lost, but it doesn't show the full extent of the amount of life that's gained that's going on over here. I mean, we're really just talking about the surface.
That what goes along with all that weight loss. I mean, and that's just something we can measure. But like you're saying, the amount of life people are gaining is just incredible. Because we're hearing about it. People are roller skating. People are on their bikes. People are going kayaking. People are going out and doing things and really living life. And that's exciting.
That is exciting. They're really... That was inspiring on the Saturday support group. More and more people come. Is that the kitty?
I didn't hear nothing.
All right. Maybe he'll... Sorry, kitty. We'll be there in a minute.
Is he trying to get in?
If he starts scratching, I'll let you know. I don't think I can hear it. It's hard when... I think back and I didn't have it in me to do stuff. And how do you get started when you have stuff like that going on? What's one way when you know, for instance, this podcast, it is work.
Yeah.
It would be easy to say, you know what? I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to sit around and do nothing. Yeah. What keeps you going after that? What gets you recharged?
The numbers. If you're asking me the question,
it goes right back to that intrinsic motivation. Like, it's inspiring. There he is scratching.
It's seeing the needle move.
Whoopsie-daisy, we're going to take a breaky. We're going to let Kitty in. Little buddy, come on. He loves us. Yep. Listen to him. He's got something to say. He just wants to be comfy cozy in here with us.
Yeah, it's warm.
These are some of the things that stop people, or people have procrastination, us included. That's why we're talking about it or sharing. Like, how do we get over all this? Because once we get done with this podcast and we keep seeing these numbers coming in and, you know, people keep joining in and saying they're losing weight and feeling great, that's exciting. That's what makes me want to keep getting in here.
Definitely.
A lot of people, you have to ask yourself in those moments where it just feels like it's too much, or where do I begin from there? You have to go into those very small things that keep you motivated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The little wins or the outcome. Now Kitty's on the lap. Kitty's on the lap.
He's all right. He's good.
We didn't want you being upset out there, Kitty.
Hey, buddy.
Oh. This is Axl Rose. Whoa, he's bumping his face up against everything. Well, I'll just go on to the next one. I talked about comfort and familiarity.
Yeah.
That's an easy one to get stuck into. The brain's wired to seek comfort. Even, you know, it was easy for me to stay sick. And I convinced myself all the time, like, hey, everybody else is sick.
That's right.
Everybody else is, you know, getting bigger and as they get older. And you just start getting comfortable with being sick. And that's one of the things I talk about all the time is.
Well, definitely. You don't really know. I mean, we didn't know. Like, this is just how life was, because everybody's going through all the same stuff, and it just seemed like it's so normal to be sick.
I think that, well, it's like I say, we've gotten comfortable with being sick. Mm-hmm. We've gotten comfortable with being sick. And I just want to, most people don't know how, but even when they have the tools, they don't, you know what I mean? So I just want to keep working on this stuff. So each...
Definitely getting out of that comfort zone.
Getting out of that comfort zone.
Definitely is how you grow, really.
And I do, we are growing from this too.
Definitely.
We're talking about that unplugged as well. Like we're communicating better. We're getting better at what we're doing. He's making it distracting. I am not going to lie.
I know. He's fine. He'll lay down.
Okay. Axel, go lay down. Kitty, go lay down. How about negative self-talk? How does that come in here?
I'm not going to be able, I just can't, you know, as soon as I start something off, like, oh man, I can't do this or whatever it is.
You think that comes across even when you first were looking for a job or everything you do, we all have that.
It's just,
what if this doesn't work out?
Mm-hmm. Again, with the what ifs.
Like, what do you do to get out of it?
I just think of good stuff that I've done, and I really pump myself up, you know.
There he goes.
That's it. He just want to come in and visit.
That's part of the show. Should we shut the door so we don't hear any?
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Okay, sorry. Everything doesn't always go smooth. That's the other, you know, that's something we always talk about. Everything doesn't always go smooth, but we're going to keep going through. You know what the statistics are for people who get past the 10th episode, by the way?
No.
It's not easy.
A lot of
people don't. And this is exactly why people don't. These little things, negative self-talk that get in your mind, like, okay, great, that's going to be great. The cat came in here. People are going to lose interest. You know what? We're going to keep on going through it.
This is
that moment right there that you just don't give up. Everything isn't going to be perfect.
Exactly.
But I got my sign. See how I do that?
Yeah.
But I got the sign.
It's awesome. I love it. I do. I love the logo. It was really great. I'm like, that is so awesome.
The whole way I did the plug, everything.
Yeah.
Well, this is supposed to be unplugged, but here I am talking about the very stuff that, but it's because it's relatable to how we're doing. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, definitely. Because we're using all the coaching skills, all the stuff that
we know people can do it.
That's how we live our life. that's why it like is how good it is that you're helping people. It's, we're doing all these things too.
We know that people can do it, but you lose hope because you get so overwhelmed with some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And that you don't have immediate gratification.
Yeah, that's another thing too.
This is a big one.
Without seeing, you know, something right away, it's hard to stay motivated.
And you know, you first put out a podcast, it's like one view, what? One listener. That's hard to keep going when you're banking on, I need to have 10,000 listeners all the way, or you don't get to see the 10 pounds that you wanted to lose, or you don't see the results all the way.
Yeah.
I talked a little bit this week about a weird way of saying sometimes people who I work with who have diabetes, we see that turnaround really fast because they get to see the results right away. The diabetes, that turning around insulin resistance is something that they get to watch happen really quick.
Yeah, their sugar numbers. I mean, it changes with every meal. And if it just keeps getting better and better and better, it's like, wow.
There's a lot more motivation when we have stuff like that.
Yeah.
The immediate reward system is what our brain revolves around. Mm-hmm. So it is hard. You know, this is the week of the year. You know, everybody starts diets. Everybody starts going to the gym. And this is the week that people start falling off. This is the reasons why they're not seeing the relief, the instant results.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes weeks to be in the gym getting that down. And if your diet isn't right, then that's going to happen.
It's like even more.
Everybody's starving themselves too.
Oh.
We had a lot of talk about that this week.
Yeah.
That when I brought up that 5 pounds of fat and I...
Definitely.
That was...
you brought out that. It's like, holy smokes. I mean, just...
Well, here it is. Mm-hmm. It's a number one reason why people are sick is because of malnutrition.
Yeah.
We're not getting nearly enough nutrition as we should be getting. And we covered that in this week's class about fiber. That's nutrition, you guys. Everybody's worried about your protein, which is what we'll be talking about this week in class. The myth busting of protein and calcium. But last week we talked a lot about fiber, which is what's missing from everybody's diet. If you think about how much your fiber you're getting in right now,
that's the real MVP, really.
It is fiber, the real MVP.
Is so freaking important to clean you up and rev your body and really get your body living and dumping out toxins and pumping up your metabolism.
This is where that going 100%, you know, if you're listening right now and you're not seeing the results and you've got all the tools you need and you're looking for that one little thing, that one little secret sauce, it's going to be fiber. I know that seems crazy that I'm bringing it up right now, but fiber is why I'm in this room right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, it is. Actually, when you think about it.
No, really.
Because.
It really is. It's what turned everything around. Once you start eating all these fruits and vegetables, whole grains, legumes. I mean, somebody might be listening to this thinking, all right, she's really like losing it. But just hear me out. This is the full circle right here of when I started eating all that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, legumes, you know, don't worry about the recipes. I just wanted to get this good fuel in me. That fiber is what feeds the gut bacteria, the good stuff that changes the way that your mood is, the stuff that gives you energy, the stuff that makes me think of these cool signs, the stuff that brings me self-confidence because I saw immediate results when I started eating so much fiber. It revs up your metabolism. It gets your mitochondria boosted. Opens up those arteries that have been clogged by all that saturated fat, all that cholesterol that's coming from animals, which, by the way, no animal, dairy, meat, cheese, egg, shrimp, any of that stuff has fiber.
Yeah, wow.
The real MVP. Did I get it all in
that's
there?
That's what I'm...
John is like out of 10. I'm like, whoa. As soon as I start going off. I'm looking at the clock and I'm great. Like, I it's don't great. Know if I've said it enough. I know that this is unplugged. I know that we're finding our way through all of this. Mm-hmm. But our main goal here, our main mission is, we're John and Stephanie.
Yeah.
We're
just like...
We did it, and we just want to inspire everybody to get healthy, too. And we know a lot of people are thinking about getting healthy, so don't be like, who do they think they're talking to? I'm talking to you because We should all be eating more fruits and vegetables, and we should all be getting the right information. Don't take my word for it. The research is out there.
That's right. So we don't have to do it.
That's what I'm saying. We're not here to write the research. We're here to teach it. And that's what we're really crushing each week. And we're coming in here and we're talking about 1,063 pounds, seriously. Heart disease reversed, diabetes reversed, hypothyroid, Hashimoto's, angina, eczema, inflammation.
And all the medicines are like down to zero dealing with all those diseases.
Are we having a hard time unplugging? Sometimes, yeah. It's a little exciting what's going on.
We love doing this.
I want to talk more about it, and I can't stop. So my reward system, when I see the numbers blowing up, that keeps me going. But in the beginning, I had to think about the little stuff like, hey, my business started off with one person coming to class one time too.
That's right.
So I go back and I think about that, even when I was losing weight. Well, I lost 5 pounds. I got to think about what I did do.
That's right.
Lack of immediate reward is what stops a lot of people from popping off the gym lately.
A lot.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It's going to take a minute. Don't forget you've been going every week. Don't forget you've been going every other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and stop comparing yourself to other people. Comparison paralysis is number 8 on my list.
Comparisons are really a killer of
seeing
like motivation.
Succeed.
Yeah, it can really put you down, and if you're not in the right headspace,
makes you feel inadequate.
You can do it too.
If I was watching Joe Rogan all day long, thinking that I was going to wake up and see those kind of numbers,
yeah,
I would have never done this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I know. You got to just do your thing and go at it wholeheartedly.
I didn't wake up and say, you know, we're going to the top today. I said, we're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on getting better at this. So leave your comments. Leave your thoughts. Tell us how you like the podcast.
Definitely.
We love to hear everybody eating their plants off or eating more plants.
I love it.
So I guess after we got into the health report all the way, I just want to empower people to break down exactly how they can overcome that and how we're using these same tools to keep plowing through when things aren't perfect or when we're feeling like, you know what, how are we going to keep on doing this? Well, number one, start small. You've got to build momentum.
I love it.
Instead of saying you're going to go to the gym this week, a lot of people are like, all right, I'm not losing weight. I mean, I'm not seeing my muscles. So, you know, now I'm going to go to the gym every day, 10 times a day. Rethink that. You know what I mean? These small things that you have been doing, these small wins every day, that's what leads to the big stuff. So consistency.
That's what really pays off.
We're going to keep on coming in here. We're going to keep on getting through this same way we kept on getting through all the other stuff.
Definitely.
Start small, build momentum. That's how everything works. Mm-hmm. Address the inner critic.
Even if you got to take them out in the back alley and kick their ass.
You've got to reframe the negative thinking into an empowering statement. I got this. I'm not failing. I'm learning.
Thank you. You've helped me with that. Having the you can do it, John, kind of a thing. I mean, and that pumped me up.
What would you say?
You can do it. You can do it. And really, you got to quit beating yourself up. You got to think about good things that you've done and really pump it up. Get yourself rocking and rolling.
You have to, and you can. And I mean, you don't have to do it alone. That's what we're doing over here, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. It's all together with, let me tell you, how you really could do it is by joining Plantspiration, because we have an excellent community.
Check it out.
Our community is great. We all get together. We talk about
things. If you're in here watching this or listening to this about getting healthy, you know what's really nice when I hear people say, I thought I could do this alone, or I have all the information,
right.
I know, you know, I knew that this is what I was going to do. What I'm talking about in today's episode is exactly the work that I do with people to overcome the obstacles, to make these habits stick. That's why everybody's, you know, coming here, seeing the success and or maintaining it, you know what I mean? Or using and applying these tools to keep on going towards things that bring them joy.
And they're doing it. They're doing it. I'm seeing the results. I see it every week, not just the numbers, but people actually talking about it in a sport group. It's amazing.
Because they're learning to focus on their why.
Because you're crushing it. You're helping them.
Me be able to help them.
Perfect.
You know what I mean? It's this whole thing that we just keep focusing on. We'll take the good stuff. Has everything been perfect this week?
Of course not.
Has everything been awesome, happy, jumpity, skippity every day?
No, I had to take that other car back to the shop.
That's right. You had to deal with that again.
Car troubles. You didn't even know. It was just
That was great.
No stress.
You have to focus on your why. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I wake up and I look at these numbers and immediately I'm like, you know why? Because these have got to be bigger. These have got to be bigger. More people need to hear that they can do this too. And this is where the education, the motivation, and the inspiration is coming from. Yep. Normalize the fear. That's number four on my list of ways to conquer this procrastination. Did it ever occur to you to just sit here and go, you know what? I'm not great at this right now, but I'm getting better.
Oh, yeah. I kind of have to do that.
Doesn't it make it easier?
Yeah, definitely. Because if you're thinking I'm going to be perfect, and it's really going to be a hard time.
What will this change give you when you start talking positive about whatever it is? So like when you're thinking like, oh, this, I'm overwhelmed by all this. Oh, you know, if we were talking about the podcast, mm-hmm. like I'm overwhelmed by all this. You know, if you were to think, what will doing this change?
It's going to change.
It already has.
Yeah, I mean, it's like not what it's going to. It is changing.
It's already changing lives just by talking more about this. Yeah. Give me some.
Yeah.
my number five list of how to overcome that action resistance and how to get things going is you have to create accountability.
You do.
We had each other as a family for the weight loss. We had all five of us doing this, encouraging each other, having accountability.
Yeah.
That made it easy. You know, for my business, I got a mentor.
Right.
You know, shout out to my mentor, Paul from SCORE.
All right.
Love that nonprofit. That is accountability. That makes me want to be a better CEO and entrepreneur.
And I see people, they're having a great time and just talking about it. Like this community, the group, you guys, everybody here is really, this really.
Is next level accountability.
Yes. People are crushing it. They're like, this is like no other group I've ever been in.
I do think it's a little different. Really,
It's excellent support. We're in there doing it with you. We're not talking.
Well, I've turned it into like a homework support. You know, that's why people are winning every week. They're winning stuff every week. And this has been going on for years.
Yeah.
And when they hand in their homework, or what did I say this week? You came running in the garage. Oh, you were like,
that was
you
a great one. That was
nailed
great.
It.
How did you say that? You said, you know, this isn't just a typical Facebook group. Like, I don't want to see memes about something cool. I want to see you doing it and posting.
I want to see you doing something cool.
Yeah.
Even if it's eating one banana, which is exactly what I want to see, is the normalcy of this is what's going on in our life. And that's why everybody's like really, you know, don't worry about being scared or overwhelmed. Everybody starts somewhere. And I keep reminding people that. So they're getting more comfortable with that.
Yeah.
We've created the accountability. They're using it in the group. All of these things are playing into.
Well, also, yeah.
What were you going to say?
I'm going to say they're also playing into the dopamine hits and
big
stuff.
Time.
Because they're posting. They feel good about posting. The likes are coming in good. Other people are getting ideas. Oh, wow. Oh, I can make that or I can do this or whatever.
They're doing
people are really, really living life and talking about how great.
We can't stop talking about the winning.
That's right. So
get
on that
Google talking
review.
About the winning.
I love it.
The big thing we also saw this week and what I've used in the past with working with people is visualization.
Yeah.
It just, there's evidence behind all that stuff. And the people who are making those vision boards, which we talked about vision, which, you know, years ago was like, what? I'm not doing that. But the evidence behind it and having a visualization, that's how you activate the motivation and the positivity. When you start seeing what you're capable of, what you can do, that's a big part of it. And I'm not going to stop talking about this stuff because everybody's capable. Sometimes we got to hear it a few times. I did not just wake up overnight and just make poof, all this stuff happened.
No, no doubt.
You know what I mean? And I'm still facing obstacles. And I still note that everything isn't going to go great. But I'm leaning into the fact that I'm not afraid of failure, you know, I'm not afraid of things going wrong. Yeah. And I want everybody to feel that too. It drives us, you know.
Heck yeah.
But break that cycle of inaction. That was the last thing.
Yeah.
And I straight up learned this from Mel Robbins years ago. That 5-4-3-2-1 method. I know it's big talk right now. Everybody's talking about it. She made it out there. She's got everybody. That's what I mean. You can take these steps. And it really makes things happen. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, you know what, I should eat more fruits and vegetables, or I should join that class, or I want all the classes, I should just join the whole Plantspiration, or I want to work out. You really do have to do this work and just go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now just stand up.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And if it didn't work the first time, that doesn't mean you can't keep going at it. Sometimes we gotta motivate ourselves to get going. And I know, and listen to me, I know that's hard. There's a lot of stuff that gets in the way of getting to the things we want. And it's hard to dig past it, the stuff that's been holding us back.
That's right.
But I want you to just think of the wins and the positive stuff and the good thing you have on and the gratitude. And that's why we start off with gratitude. But I hope today talking about this, you know, or maybe taking a minute of gratitude, like, I'm grateful that you were listening to this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm grateful that you took the time to listen to this. That means so much right now that you're listening to this. And it means that you can do this too. Take one step at a time, one day at a time. Eat your plants off. Get that fiber in. This turned into a whole show about eating your plants off.
It should. This is great. I think we're good.
It's I'm so excited that.
Here.
Oh yeah, bring on the questions.
Let me throw.
And thank
question
you guys,
in.
By the way.
Yeah, thanks.
Fiber is the real.
Around.
Fiber's awesome, and fiber's awesome.
I just have a quickie here. How do you balance running a nonprofit, coaching, and family life? Do you have any tips for time management?
A schedule. Off the top of my head, so I love a schedule. The same way that I would schedule my doctor's appointment so fanatically. I just, again, using what I'm talking about, you
That's
know,
right.
thinking about the stuff that did work for me. I realized that if I want to block out time to watch my trash TV shows or to go for a bike ride, I had to start blocking out time. And I feel more free than ever. At the first, I thought, like, this is going to feel really constricting. You can do whatever you want, okay? So don't be afraid to change the rules as you go along.
For blocking out time.
I love blocking out time. Nice. And at first what I did was I just kind of wrote down when my consistency started happening. Like, when was I scheduling most of my calls? You know, how could I block off more time if this is the time that's working for me? You know, when was it easiest for me to get the most people in my life? You know, it wasn't 100% right away. It was a very, you know what? If it doesn't work out, we'll figure out what does.
Yeah, and so, you kind of live and learn with, that's how you went at it, you know?
I love blocking out time.
And,
I love blocking out time, and I also love using the, I already forgot the name of it, Pomodoro method.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that word.
Did I say it wrong? Something else came into play, and I thought about it, but the method of 20-minute timers. So I do 20-minute timers all the time, or I put a quick cap on my showers so that I don't get lost in ideas because I get a lot of thinking going on.
Oh, I know.
Jane's addiction, standing in the shower thinking, like, that is a constant. So I have to put a timer on so I can get out and take action.
Definitely. I just go and throw on a 7-minute song.
You do. You're good about that.
Yeah.
I also love to do time lapse on some of my bigger house cleaning projects.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
To stay more focused.
Heck yeah.
Pomodoro technique?
I don't know. I think that's it.
Don't call me out if it's wrong. I make mistakes. That's human. But those are the top. I did kind of go, back to what you're saying.
Yeah, you did. No, I was just looking at this other question. It's almost the same answer. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received about goal setting or personal growth?
Lauren. My best friend telling me to
block out time.
I was literally sitting on the floor, practically crying, saying, I want the, you know, and so relatable. I want this. I want a business. I want to make this happen. I already started the name Plantspiration. I already had an idea, you know, and I want this. And I just didn't know, like, how was I going to make this happen? I expected that, you know, the whole family was going to come in and everybody was going to build this up and make this happen. Yeah. And I soon realized the only person that's going to do it is me. You know what I mean? You supported me the whole, you were a big part of this.
Right.
But I needed to get the foundation and enough work and enough stuff to finally say, okay, now I really need some help. But in the very beginning, when I didn't know where to begin, and this was so overwhelming, and the same rules apply when I was losing weight, I had to just focus on that very minute and think, I have to just block out time. And she said, block out time to work on the business. And I was like, that's actually genius.
Yeah.
So I literally set an appointment at a certain time of the day where I was going to research and, you know, look into how to grow a business and how to do that. And I use the same techniques today for the podcast. You know, I spend a little bit of time that I block out of reading up on, you know, some of the information that I keep looking at. And I'm like, okay, I could do this better, or we could do that. Or, you know what? This means we're doing good with this. And the numbers show.
Definitely. I got one last question here.
Wow, I think this.
Well, just to roll us right into this week's class. What's your response to people who worry about getting enough protein on a plant-based diet? Besides coming to class this Wednesday.
Did you plan that? Because that is what class is about. It's about protein.
No, I didn't. I saw a question and I picked that question.
America's obsessed with protein. Mm-hmm. It's a marketing technique. I mean,
I think the world.
Look in the stores right now. You walk in, no matter what holiday, they've got the junk right in front. Marketing. Mm-hmm. Same concept is going with the protein. We have a misunderstanding about protein. These high protein diets are not what's...
No.
They're not helping people's health, by the way.
That's hard on a lot of systems.
It's hard on your kidneys. Even high amounts of plant protein are high on the kidneys.
Oh, yeah. Protein. Any kind.
Animal protein is problematic. Animal protein is problematic. We know that this is what promotes cancers, heart disease, diabetes, autoimmunes. But we're going to talk in this week's class about one of the... Well, that was the number one thing I asked our daughter when she wanted to go vegan. I said, where are you going to get your protein? Where are you going to get your calcium?
A lot of people's question right out the gate.
We're going to cover that. Yeah. You're going to leave this class and you're going to feel confident in what you're doing.
That's
because I didn't get shredded, or end up in the emergency room from lack of protein. Nobody's in the protein deficiency wing out there.
No, they don't even have one.
Give me some. This was a long day.
We've made it.
This is a long day, but we've made a commitment to keep getting this information out and sharing with people that this is something that they're not teaching you in school. They're not teaching medical students about root cause of disease. The evidence is out there. Don't take our word for it. But we've got a bunch of people losing thousands of pounds over here, reversing disease and really changing not just their diet, but their lifestyle.
That's it.
And we can't wait to talk about it. And that's why we started this. And we're grateful that you're tuning in.
That's right. I'm so grateful you guys are here.
Yeah. What are we having for dinner tonight?
I don't know. Might be a cabbage bowl.
We're going to do a big cabbage bowl.
Maybe. Who knows?
Ooh, pasta. It's so cold. It's like 20 below zero over here.
Pasta and peas.
Without the disease. eating... healthy doesn't have to be boring.
That's right.
And eating your plants off
doesn't have to be hard.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in today.
Heck yeah.
We want to get you back to eating your plants off. Thank you so much for taking the time. All the proceeds from the videos watched, the memberships bought, the classes purchased, all those monies go right back into helping other people at Plantspiration, whether it
That's
be
right.
memberships, classes, food, supplies. We just want to help more people get healthy and take them on that highway to health journey.
That's right.
Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share, and eat more fruits and vegetables, which it's clear that we need to get our tank full of fiber right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
We love you guys
stoked.
So much. Have a wonderful day, and we hope to see you in our class soon, learning how to eat your plants off too.
Definitely. You guys have a good one.
Keep on being the inspiration the world needs to see. Look at this, more weight loss. We can't wait to see you next week to tell you about more numbers and how to crush it. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.